Mark Weinstein is a master jazz flautist who was a master jazz trombonist. For 2 months one summer, he also played bass with the jazz quartet in the Catskills. In 1966, Mr. Weinstein played trombone on one of the most influential recordings in the development of Latin jazz, Cuban Roots. Soon afterwards, he left the world of music. He got his PhD in philosophy and eventually to teach. But Mark Weinstein never stopped making music. His latest album is called Con Alma. We're listening to Gotcha. He joins us from our studios in New York. Mr. Weinstein, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much.
So why did you leave music?
When Cuban Roots came out, it was received with almost complete disregard, and that was the best I could do, and I figured, well, I might as well go do something else. And so I decided to get a PhD in philosophy, because that was my undergraduate minor. And then, of course, I ended up doing what PhDs do, teach at the university level.
Mm. You're teaching
Montclair State University in New Jersey.
Yeah. So what's it like to switch from the trombone to the flute?
It's a relief. The trombone is a very difficult instrument. It can't move very quickly through the changes, and so you have to have things all planned out, whereas the flute is just the sweetest, most fluent, most lyrically ambiguous instrument. I love the flute.
Let me ask you a bit about Cuban Roots. I'm sure you've thought about this, but it's considered such a classic effort. Why didn't it exactly burn up the charts at the time?
Well, for one thing, it was very badly recorded. We recorded the entire album in 3 hours, and so it ended up being released in mono during an era when stereo was obligatory. Mm-hmm. And the sound quality was quite harsh. That might have been one reason. Another reason was that no one had ever done anything quite like it. No one had ever recorded Cuban folkloric music as traditionally as I did, except for folkloric ensembles that came out of Cuba. And no one had played jazz with Cuban folkloric ensembles.
Hmm. Let's listen to a cut from this new CD. Number 7, La Coneja Loca.
You pronounced that perfectly.
Now, I know that historically there must have been Weinsteins in Cuba at one point, but is that where you trace your lineage?
No. My father comes from Kiev, and my mother comes from the Russian-Polish border. But what there were Jewish musicians playing jazz as early as the 1920s in New York City. I was also raised in public housing. And the two ways out of public housing is to be a boxer or to be a jazz player. And I was too wimpy to be a boxer, so I decided to be a musician.
And you see something in the tradition, if you please, the folkloric tradition in Eastern European music that translates?
I see a lot of continuity between a number of folkloric traditions. Interestingly, almost all of them begin with flute and then stop using flute, move to clarinet and trumpet as they become successful. Mm. I've recorded a number of Brazilian albums. I actually recorded an album in Kiev, Ukraine, with a Ukrainian composer. And I'm looking forward to an album of tangos that I'm going to try to put a jazz spin on. But of course, I also play straight ahead. The album that's coming out next on Jazz Heads, which is the label that Con Alma is on, is called Straight No Chaser. And it's just a straight bebop album with Dave Stryker, Victor Lewis, and Ed Howard. Because I don't want to be stereotyped. I don't want to be thought of as a Latin player. I'm a jazz flute player.
Let me follow up on something you just kind of tossed off as if everybody knows it. Why does the music move from the flute to the trumpet when they become successful?
Because when they become successful, they play in larger venues, and you can't hear the flute. So the movement is wow. from flute to clarinet, clarinet to either trumpet or saxophone.
Let's listen, if we could, to the title track here. It's a Dizzy of Quinelma. It's a Dizzy Gillespie composition. Mark, how much of your day is philosophy and how much is music?
I don't want my dean to find out.
Oh, sorry. Well, it's just between you and me. You know.
Well, I practice hours and hours every day. I don't know if you know this, but you've already heard three different kinds of flutes. Gacha was a bass flute, Quinelma was an alto flute, and La Coneja Loca was a regular concert flute. So I'm playing flute for 3-4 hours every single day. Although every once in a while I get into this fugue state and start to write logic. I'll sit down and write a paper and it'll be 8 hours later without me realizing it.
Let me try and ask you a philosophy question, if I could.
Sure.
Let me see how I phrase this. If a jazz flute is sounded in the forest and no one hears it, is it really being played?
That's an interesting question. If Cuban Roots came out and got no play at all, did Cuban Roots make an impact? Well, because it turned out that although Cuban Roots had gotten no play whatsoever, musicians were passing it around on second and third and fourth generation cassette tapes. And all of a sudden, people have written in books that was one of the most important Latin jazz albums ever recorded. So I guess, yeah, if a flute player plays in a forest, it counts as long as there's a recording engineer.
Let's just do another cut, if we could, please, from the CD.
Sure.
And this is one of your compositions. And I assume it's named after the subway we both know, Broadway Local.
It's the number one train there.
So when I heard this composition, which is just beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Thought about all the times I've gotten off a subway and I've heard people playing music.
I've played on the subway. I've put in some subway dues. It's probably the most horrible experience imaginable. The noise, the heat. But there's something so incredibly intense about it that I would do it anytime I had a chance.
When you left music for the Academy, did you ever really leave music or just you ceased to make your principal living at it?
I stopped playing for 3 years during the period when I wrote my dissertation. I started to write my dissertation, and then I had sort of everybody's dissertation writer block after I'd done all the reading, and I decided I needed to practice. So I made a very conscious decision. I said, what instrument can you play jazz on but not make a living on? And it had to be a wind instrument because I was a wind instrument player. So I picked a flute. And I'd go out to parks, and any time I found a guitar player, I would just sit down with him, and whatever he played, I would play with. So I was just playing by ear, off of my hands. I didn't take any flute lessons. And within about 3 years, I was playing well enough to make my first recording, although that went nowhere. But then I really started serious recording when I had the money to put good musicians together, and that was in the mid-90s. And I've just finished my 14th CD. Thank you.
John Coltrane's composition. It's a real jazz standard, Crescent. Mark, you're such a wonderful flute player. Do you you pick up the trombone ever?
Never. I gave my trombone to my nephew, Dan Weinstein, who's a fine trombone player working out of L.A. Although, in my last marriage, I would play Happy Birthday on the trombone for my ex-wife, because she loved the trombone, once a year. But the main thing is I'm living out a dream that, I guess, sort of a baby boomer cliche. All my life, I wanted to be as good a musician as I can possibly be. And I'm happy with every record I've ever recorded, even some of the early ones where I wasn't playing flute as well as I would like to. So I guess, you know, the cliche is I'm blessed, and I am. I'm absolutely blessed.
Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Mark Weinstein's new CD is called Con Alma, speaking with us, of course, from New York. And you can hear an extended interview with Mark Weinstein and hear full songs from his new album. Just come to our music website, npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Thank you.